Another group with a strong presence was WaterAid, so I spoke to Melanie Tompkins.
WaterAid has been involved with Glastonbury since around 1994. It's a dual relationship. We provide a service at the festival. We man the latrines, we do them with sheepies, we do litter picking, and we also receive a donation back from Michael and Emily, who are really, really strong supporters of us. It's a really brilliant place for us to campaign because people are very alive to the issues, such as going to the toilet, getting something to drink. And because WaterAid is about helping the world's poorest people get access to safe water and sanitation, people have got a little bit of an insight into what it's like when the things that you're so used to aren't there and you're struggling a little bit. At the moment, there are 884 million people in the world who don't have access to safe water and 2.6 billion that don't have something as simple as a toilet.
What are the problems that come from not having access to safe water and sanitation?
The problems that come with not having safe water and sanitation, there's sort of many layers to it. A fact that's probably quite startling at the moment is that 4,000 children die every day from a lack of safe water and sanitation, diarrheal diseases. That's more than AIDS, malaria and measles combined. And the problems with water fetching, it's normally the girls that are tasked with having to get all the water. And so there are times when girls then miss out on education, they miss out on school because they're having to fetch the water. Obviously, health is a very big issue. If you're drinking dirty water, you're getting disease, your health is bad, but also your ability to go out and work and earn money is also bad, as well as falling out on education. And there are things as simple as when a school has toilets, girls, especially around the age of puberty, are much, much more likely to actually go and get an education. So there's many layers to the reasons why safe water and sanitation are real, sort of very essential sort of first steps of getting people out of poverty.
How do you find people are engaging with your message here?
People really engage here. It's a really, really great space for it because the ethos of the festival is all about giving back and social justice and doing good. Of course, people, the fact that toilets are an issue here, maybe showering's an issue here, going to get water's an issue here. It's a really good combination for us. People are very open to it, they're very supportive, and it's a really fantastic campaigning spot for us.
Melanie Tompkins from WaterAid.